Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed in and joined us here on the Master's Call. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this How Great is Our God Wednesday. At this time, let us come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are a great God, and we thank you, God, because you are the name above all names, and you are worthy of our praise, and our hearts will sing to you on this day, how great is our God, Father. So we ask that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven on this telecommunication call this morning, Father. We thank you for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If it was not for that, their yes, God, we would not be able to be here this morning. So we thank you for their obedience to the mission and the mandate that you gave them. And I pray right now for every person that has doubt in God that their lives will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we begin our day today. I ask that you would anoint the speaker as they would come forth this morning, God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, that their word will go forth, your message from them, straight from the throne room, uncontaminated, unhindered, uncompromised, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Artist Life and the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, that you are doing newer and greater things in our lives, and we go out with anticipation and expectation because you are a great God, that great things will happen in our lives on this day and every day going forth. And these things we decree and declare, and we say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise, because you are a great God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hostess, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I tell you, you are really up and at it in the morning from all the way from California. Oh, God bless you so much. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. I said thank you for greeting us. You did a double duty this morning and started us off with that powerful prayer. How great is our God? How great is our God? I am so, it just warms my heart to hear that. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Well, let me just give you a little history on our Master's Call this morning. In October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Lutherman, started this. And they also have a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Well, we also have a website. The website is www.masterscall.net, www.masterscall.net, and all the messages has been archived on this site, as well as our bio of our speakers. The theme for this year is 2019 is through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Amen. If you've fed by the Lord, if you have been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as greeted as Minister Tiffany did, and host as yours truly is doing right now, share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journey, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Our phenomenal company, Artist International, has established by the Diaz de Leon family 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products help the world become healthy and wealthy. The new morning motivation call is held every Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712 770-405, and the PIN number is 294-617 pound. 294-617 pound. If you have meet PCS, you can call it for free. The bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Well, today is Awareness Wednesday, and we are so excited about the two power couple. Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan has always something to share with us. And the topic today is menopause. Who do you know that we can share it with? Who do you know, menopause? Well, I just want to say to everyone, today is the last day to be in the club. So we ask each and everyone to join the club so you could be able to be a part of our marathon going to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So that's a big one. So if you go on your website, you can certainly sign up today. Well, you know, this time I'm so excited about what I'm sharing with you. I have a dynamic. She needs no introduction, but, you know, she's one of our co-founders, but I'm always smiling. She makes me smile, I tell you. Every time I think about what she has shared with me, throwing me over this ejected, as our minister, Willa would say, eject us out the nest, but it's all good because you know what? You grow. If you sit in the nest, you will not grow. So I'm so thankful to stay for her. I appreciate her so much, so love her. Let me just give you a little information about her. But in the meantime, they always say cut it short because she has so much to share. But Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, they call her Mother Eagle. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, let me just give a little bit of her information, because what we could do is go to the website, and you can read it because she has an extensive bio. Okay, she knows she's out there. After the success of 12 years of a career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Wilson accepted her call into ministry. Dr. Vanessa Wilson then enrolled at University of Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990. She was ordained in January 15, 1995. She is founder and director of Van Network. Vanessa Network, a new institutional self-improvement organization which introduced your body to body by joining believers. We have to believe here. So let me just go a little bit more. She is awesome. I tell you, she works the board. She do both the boards, the one with MMC. So, you know, she knows what she does. So we are so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. I'm proud to be called to be in the. But it says Dr. Vanessa Wilson, number of the who's who among the American College and University as an undergraduate and a graduate student. She completed her doctorate in religious philosophy from the Tabernacle Bible College of Seminary. Because this is 2005. So I am talking fast. Yes, I'm excited. I'm having this one thing. But I'm just so excited. But I'm going to stop right here. I'm just going to introduce. I am so excited to introduce some presenter, none other but Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is going to bring a message to us. And believe me, bring your Bibles, take notes, and we are so glad. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my dear honorable Cynthia Cox. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for that heartfelt introduction. I see that big smile through the phone. Appreciate all you do. Just excited about all the growth I see in you. Thank you, Minister Sharon Stowers and Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who started us in a time of worship and song. I'm inviting everyone to hop on the call at 20 till. I tell you, they truly do set the atmosphere, align the heavens so that the anointing can go forth and make preaching and teaching easy. So we thank both of you for all you do. And, of course, Miss Tiffany, double duty, stayed on to greet all of our Artist Life family, our Master's Call family, as you came on the line today, feeling the love of Christ
And I tell you, that's a lot of love up early in the morning there in California. So we so love and appreciate you there at Inglewood. We do not take you for granted. All you do, we salute you. And then again, you just heard Minister Cynthia Cox from the Boogie Down Bronx, just getting back there from Atlanta, having a great time there, and then hopping on today to host our call. Greetings to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. I salute her, and it's been a blessing to be on this journey together with this call, this mandate, and this mission that God has given us. And to each and every one of you, name by name, person by person, excited about what God is doing in this season, but also humbled. Many of you started with Dr. PK on our time of consecration and fasting for 10 days. Hopefully many of you all are living a fasted lifestyle where that is part of your routine, because Matthew 17:21 says that some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. And that's how we keep ourselves on the right track, right path, sensitive to the voice of God. And a lot has been on my spirit as a prophet of God lately. I've been doing a lot of praying in the spirit when you see so much injustice, inconsistencies, lack of love, even from believers to those who we know do not believe. And the Lord laid on my heart to minister this message. I ministered it, I was looking at my notes, since 2016, and he had me go pull it back up and tweak it a little bit, and really a lot in different parts to talk this morning on the topic of establishing the order of God in our lives. I ministered recently at our church on third Sunday, excuse me, and I talked there also about the order of God that's been on my spirit prophetically, that so many things are out of order. When there's so much disorder, it's easy for deception, depression, confusion, chaos to come in first to our individual lives and then going out from our family, city, church, and the world. So this morning, establishing the order of God in our lives. It may not make you shout, but I hope it makes you say amen or oh me. I'm going to be better and do better. Order. What is order? The acronym God gave me years ago is organizing, requires discipline, establishes redemption. Organizing requires or renders discipline. That's not a cuss word. Establishes regiments or redemption. We have a theme that God gave us at the beginning of this year. In 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth. I call it the JIT ministry, justice, integrity, and truth. First in me individually, and then corporately, will clearly be seen. In 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. God always starts with us. I have to remind us as believers, there's no group salvation. We enter into the presence of God one by one according to our actions, lifestyle, and deeds throughout our lives. God desires that we live our life according to his words and establishing the order of God in every area of our lives. I didn't even understand as a child that I was so into the justice of things, whether things were done right or wrong, almost to the point that I was probably annoying to others, and that things had an order, not understanding that it was tied into my prophetic call on my life, that there's a structure in God, and he moves mightily inside of it, but there's an order in God. And when we get out of order, we leave the door wide open for all kinds of chaos and
confusion, and we in America are in the midst of that because so much is out of order. Justice, integrity, and truth are still part of God's mandate, and he wouldn't be a just God. He wouldn't be a God of integrity. He definitely wouldn't be the God of truth if he doesn't judge us as he's judged others in generations past when we don't operate in the order of God. Number 10 is in its meanings, is the completeness of order. And order must start first within ourselves. That's why in the theme God gave us, it starts first, justice, integrity, and truth in me. I'm looking in the mirror first, not pointing my finger at other folks. In me, do I do the right thing, not because somebody's watching, but because God is always watching. Do I operate in integrity? Is this an honorable thing to do, say, feel? And am I speaking the truth in love? Oh, I tell you, when we do that first in ourselves, then we can establish order in our homes. And I laugh how God so confirmed this word to me as I was watching Bishop Jakes, and he was talking about the order in homes and that the head of the home is the husband, and how we've gotten out of order with adopting the world with the women's movement. It has some great parts of it, but when it contradicts 1 Corinthians 15, the husband is the head. So make sure you have a Boaz as your head, not a Bobo, and then we'll understand God's order is still God's order. And the great thing about it, we can pray the order of God right. And he was talking about that this morning. See, when all of that gets all out of order in ourselves, with our expectation, with our images, and don't understand in our home that we take that out of order to the church, to the civic and social organizations, to the community, the state of the world. But God's word is still forever going to stand. In Matthew 6, our text scripture, going to read, just hold in on a few verses, but encouraging you to read verses 30 through 35. Matthew 6, the Jewish author, as he wrote chapter 6, verses 30 through 35, the main one that we talk about is verse 33 that says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." That's an order. That's an order of things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. Well, what does order look like, Pastor? Unpack that just a little bit more for us. So glad you asked. That O in order is be open to organize every area of our lives. Be open to organize every area of our lives. In your prayer time, did you ever just go into God's presence and practice my sub ministry, the shut up ministry, and let God first speak to you instead of us always coming with our bucket list of telling God what we need, what we want, what we got to have, and when? Did we ever just sit in his presence and say, "Speak, Lord," and be open? Proverbs 19:21, that 21st verse of the book of wisdom in Proverbs 19 says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." We can plan a lot, but it's going to be the Lord's purposes that prevail. The definition of that order is to put into together in an orderly, functional structure whole, to arrange in a coherent form. I like to arrange systematically for harmonious or united action. See, our lives have a destiny. Each and every one of us have a destiny and a purpose. I was working on a message years ago, and I pulled it up to finish it the next time I come before you, that our daily decisions do determine our destiny. And I said, "Wow, God." He said, "Yeah, you've preached that before, but here's another whole insight. You're seeing America in a state you never, ever, ever thought we'd be in. Because simple daily decisions, all off course. And then we're wondering why we're sitting where we're sitting in this May of 2019, because we don't pray like we used to, don't fast like we should, don't study scriptures like we should, and even scriptures we hear, we want to negotiate
whether we want to live them out and be obedient, being willing and obedient is still Isaiah 1:19. That O is being open and organize yourselves according to what God says. The R moving quickly along, is to require. See, there are things that we must do first and regularly, routinely. See, first, to be a Christian, it's required that we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ died and was raised from the dead, and that we desire him to be the head of our lives. That is required in the order of God to be a Christian, Romans 10:9. Require means what is necessary. Oh, yes, yeah, see, it's necessary to daily read our word. It is necessary to require a healthy growth in our lives, of having a life of prayer. It's necessary to be obedient to God's voice and his will for our lives. For we know favor allows, it always follows obedience. And to do it regularly, do it routinely, and your life will be full of the favor of God. Obedience is really the only proof of our faith. Let me say that again. Selah. Obedience is really the only proof of our faith, which will produce the fruit, the harvest, the abundance of blessings from God. Favor will be divinely assigned to us when we do what is required, what is necessary. Seek God first. That D, discipline is not a cuss word. The practice of training people to obey rules of or a code of behavior. The verb is to train to obey rules and using punishment to correct disobedience. I heard Joyce Meyer say years ago, discipline, it's the ability to wait and have delayed gratification. Discipline, the ability to delay gratification. Being able to plan our pleasure as well as plan our pain, which will produce in our lives some holy ease. God desires that we are disciplined to always seek God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God above everything else. See, when we live disciplined lives, we'll be able to better be spirit-led instead of always allowing our emotionally, carnally-led selves, and then we're all over the place with our emotions bouncing here and there. When we live disciplined lives, it's harder for the devil to penetrate and cause havoc and holy hell in our lives, because the discipline has us postured for purpose, full of focused faith for our journey, determined and dedicated to achieve our destiny, even with a disciplined life. When we have setbacks and disappointments and even what appears to be a failure, but if we are in a posture of seeking first the kingdom of God, then we will see this scripture come into play. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. That's first order. You got to love him. Then it will be a called according to his purpose. This morning, establishing the order of God in our lives. Organizing requires discipline, establishing redemption. That E, my little last 2 minutes, establishes. Establishes means to set up, found, means to bring about or to generate. Daily discipline is the main ingredient that allows us to establish order in our lives. With order, God allows us to establish awesome things in our lives. With godly order, I'm empowered to have success, and we don't receive defeat and failure. With godly order, we're equipped by the Holy Ghost to defeat and quench every fiery dart which is hurled our way by the enemy. With godly order, we're encouraged by the word of God to see ourselves as God sees us, more than a conqueror. With godly order, we're filled with the spirit of expectation, because with the eyes of faith, God has showed us his vision. And with godly order, we are God's eagle operating with the spirit of excellence. Let me quickly add, creativity is not limited because of order. That's a trick of the enemy instead. An atmosphere of order allows creativity to flow even better. Look up 2 Corinthians 3 and verses 17 through 18. Establishing godly order in our lives brings us to the R of redemption. Order brings about redemption in the Holy Ghost by the blood of Jesus. As defined in redemption, Christianity is the act of believing, delivering from sin, or saving from evil. When we're redeemed, order builds the regimen. Regimen means organized according to a strict, sometimes oppressive system or pattern. But a regiment is also, in the army, a permanent unit of the army, typically commanded by a colonel. See, our colonel, our five-star general, is Jesus. Having established godly order in our lives, this home stretch will redeem, will produce the Jehovah Nissi. So no matter what's going on in the White House, make sure the order of God is going on in our houses. Many times our flesh screams out against order. Our emotions feel like we're being smothered and restricted when God is establishing his order in our lives. This is the time. We must press in, as many of us are on this time of consecration and fasting. Press in and practice his presence. Decree and declare over your lives, God, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives, establishing the order of God in our lives. Order, organizing, requires discipline and establishes redemption. In 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity and truth, first in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Back to you, Honorable Minister Cynthia.
Yes, okay, I'm here. Oh, man, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound words. And I said, discipline, focus, establish order of God. That is so powerful. That is so true. I love that. Thank you again for. Then I'm going to call you back with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you saying thank you to my. Thank you for waking us up to a new day. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone for that powerful message, establishing order of our God. We do the right thing. Speak truth to power. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you can fill her up with overflow of blessing after blessing after blessing as she continues to share with everyone the word. Lord, you are so worthy of all of us, our attention. Praise, Lord. Praise and worship us. Love you. We love you, Lord, this morning. You're amazing. Beyond anything that we can express. Help us to be light, a light to someone today, Lord. Help us to go out and share this word with somebody today. Somebody needs to hear this word this morning, Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, as often as I can, I want to share the word of God and giving you the praise this morning, giving us the courage to make a good one to know. You are also with us. And you shouldn't be ashamed of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we give thanks to the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Russell, for their vision for the Master's Call. We thank each and every prayer partner this morning for making this call a success. Thank you for joining us, everyone, for being with us this morning and thought it would not rock. Praise God for the Diaz de Leon family for Artist Life. We thank you for the workers and all of our distributors for being with us in this company called Artists. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. Go by the hospital, Lord, and touch somebody in the nurse's home this morning. Pray for Mother Joseph, Lord, that she get her strength. Pray for Mother Oliver this morning. Pray for Brother Blackwell this morning. Oh, and pray for Mother Scott this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Every bereaving family, Dr. P.K. Roberts, with her going on, Patton and Mr. Patton going home to be with the Lord. We pray for the Flanagans, everyone that I did not call. We praise, we thank you this morning. We love and adore you this morning. Let me just say thank you again, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. To hear this playback this morning of this powerful message, please share this with everyone. I will be sharing it with everyone. 712-432-1010. 1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN numbers 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. Again, this is Awareness Wednesday, and we certainly would love everyone to, after you get off this call, go to the Power Club of Mrs. Lisa Flanning, which will be talking about menopause, and who do you know? But we want to share that call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. That is our motivational call. And also, I just want to thank, make sure that we don't forget to sign up. Today is the last day to be a part of the club, which is 250 points, and you can also be qualified for the trip to Portable Optimus, but you need to look at welcomemodus.com and look at how the presentation, how it works, and you will move forward. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for doing double duty this morning, for greeting everyone, open us in the prayer, and I thank you so much. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Oh, we thank you again. You are awesome. Thank you for again for this powerful message this morning, and will you close us out in a benediction?
I certainly will. Again, thanks to everyone, all of you on the board. I'm seeing love you mega bunches. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that our hearts desire your order. Our hearts desire that you establish your will, your way, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. Father, that we would not just be hearers of this word, but doers also. Now, as we leave this call, but never from your presence, continue to order our steps, direct our thoughts as we fast and as we pray, and let us give birth to your will, the incubators of truth, of justice, of integrity. Now, we rejoice in knowing that we are establishing the order of God in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glad to have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you in a few minutes on the Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.